I'm Lucy Burgess, and I work at the Digital Catapult, which is an organisation of about 60 people, funded by Innovate UK, with some of our own commercial revenue streams as well. And we help small businesses grow in the digital economy. I've just been part of a personal information management systems roundtable. One of the questions that we were asked is, you know, what should we call this emerging space? So we've heard of things like personal information management systems, personal data stores, human-centered personal data. But I think my favourite term was the Internet of Me, because that to me is about putting people at the centre of the internet and making it work for them. So I suppose it's a shift in mindset, really, from supplier-driven relationships, you know, from the big players like the Googles and the Facebooks and the LinkedIn, to a kind of more decentralised internet in which people are right at the heart of the system. It's almost going back to Tim Berners-Lee's original vision. So I'm head of personal data and trust at the Digital Catapult. I've just joined, and one of the things I'm trying to do is understand how SMEs in the UK can use some of these technologies and changes which we're seeing in the environment to create new products and services in the digital economy. So we have four different technology layers that we look at. We look at immersive technologies, connected technologies, which is about IoT and 5G and so on. We look at intelligent technologies, and I'm particularly responsible for a layer that we call data-driven. So it's about personal data, it's about trust, it's about security. And I'm trying to understand the innovation challenges that the SMEs in the space that we work with have, and how we can help them overcome those changes to grow their businesses. So on the one hand, we hear a lot about privacy and protection of personal data, and that's something that people are, you know, particularly concerned with the new general data protection regulation that's coming in. We hear that citizens are unwilling to release the data about them because they don't trust the companies that provide services to them. But on the other hand, there's some research coming out that shows that attitudes are changing, and particularly younger people, the digital natives, are more willing to share their personal data so that they can get a better experience online. So I think if we can put in place the right technologies and frameworks and tools and policies, we can give consumers, we can give back the power to people to be able to share their data in the right environment. You know, we can engender their trust, we can make sure that we protect their privacy, but we can give them the right to give companies certain amounts of data about them, whether that's something that they freely share or perhaps something anonymized, to create tailored and personalized experiences that help them to live their lives more effectively. So, you know, in that sense, it's about connecting open data and personal data as well, vision of reality. So for example, if you have a wonderful open data leads traffic flows across the city, and you have personal data about where you as an individual move, if you can connect those two things, you could create a fantastic product that matches both those sides of the market, enables people to tailor their journeys. That's just one example, but there are many more in smart cities, in energy, in digital health. So we're here at the MyData 2016 conference, and what's so interesting and important about that, I think, is the level of engagement that we've got from the community here. So this is a new and developing space. It brings together new regulation, legislation, new policy, very interesting, exciting new technologies, new companies. And I think continuing that conversation between all of those people is really, really important to developing this future Internet of Me, whatever you want to call it. The Digital Catapults, where I work, we have a network of 500 companies and individuals that are part of something called the Personal Data and Trust Network. And we've established that to help them overcome their innovation challenges through providing access to expertise and technology, helping them meet both major corporates and potential customers and funders, and also other SMEs like themselves, so that they can, that they can learn together, because, ultimately we're human and humans learn best from other humans.